Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Kirk DeMars. Hello, Kirk.
Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So Kirk is a co-chair of Redemption, and he's here to talk with us about it. It's an exciting Christian concert that's blessed this community for now, the seventh year.
Right.
So let's talk about Redemption. What's the mission behind it, and how does it bless the community?
Okay. Well, it started in 2019. It was kind of the, I guess you would say, the brainchild of Paula Binney. Mm-hmm. And Paula approached me and asked what I thought about bringing a Christian concert into the Jefferson City area. It originated with the idea of benefiting a young girl that had some congenital birth defects. And so that was kind of our focus for the first couple of years. And then from there, it kind of moved into, well, let's go ahead and look at some more beneficiaries. And so we've been able to bless some other not-for-profits here in the Mid-Missouri area. And this year it will be CASA. So okay. We're excited about that.
All right. So let's talk about some of the bands that have come in the past for the concerts.
Okay.
What kind of names have we seen?
All right. So the very first one was the Newsboys. And it's kind of funny, when we first started talking about putting a concert series together, it was, let's just get some local bands and let's try something there and see how we do with that. Then we just kind of thought, well, let's go big or go home.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We reached out to several different agencies, and we got a hold of the management team for the Newsboys, and we kind of had a unique opportunity where we were going to try to hold it inside the old prison walls and do the concert in there. Then, as you know, in 2019, we had the tornado.
Yes.
And made a direct path right over there to the prison. And so we had to quickly find a different venue and reached out to the Newsboys, and they were still agreeable to coming. We didn't know if they would be, you know, due to the change in venue, but they were agreeable in coming, and they did, and had a great turnout. Then we go into 2020 with COVID. So we had our tornado and then COVID, and we had Michael W. Smith that year. It was kind of a last minute thing. We were working really hard. We didn't even know if we were going to be able to have it at that time. And we were actually the first public in-person venue that Michael W. Smith and his team were out, and they came and they were excited just to be able to perform again.
Mm.
So it was nice to have them. And then the following year, still a little bit of COVID, you know, residual. And we had Aaron Schust. Mm-hmm. And Aaron was very, I guess you would say, involved with ministry and the Nation of Israel as well. So it was exciting to have him come. He did a great job of ministry. Then we had Rend Collective, an Irish band, Irish folk band, I think is what they are, but one of my favorite ones. And the following year after that, we had Natalie Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last year, we had Matt Maher.
Okay. So some big names there, right?
I think for what we're doing anyway.
Yeah. So let's talk about this year's concert. Let's start with, first of all, the theme is a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So from your perspective, what does that mean?
Well, we had, again, originally decided, you know, we would call it Redemption Inside the Walls, because that's kind of where we wanted to be. But then, you know, after the number of years, we just finally figured out we're not going in there.
Yeah.
So let's just change it up a little bit. And so we decided to go with Redemption. A new beginning is the theme for the year, which is kind of neat because it coincided a little bit with the with Big Daddy Weave's theme that he has going on. Something, I think New Beginnings, I think is what it's called. And so just kind of fit.
Yeah.
I was excited about that.
All right. And so Big Daddy Weave is the headliner for this year's concert. So for those who aren't familiar with that band, what can you tell them about it?
Oh, he's very well known in the Christian community, has a variety of music that he, inspirational music that he will sing, has some different songs that are on the, have been on the top 100, draws a good crowd wherever he goes. They had, I can't remember what band member, I almost think it was a brother, but one of the band members had passed away, and, kind of a difficult season for them during that time, but, they've continued on and are still doing an outstanding job. And a lot of, we've heard a lot of excitement from people saying, oh, we love him. We're going to get out there and make sure we see that.
Yeah. So let's talk about the specifics of the concert. When and where is it going to be?
Okay. They'll be out at the Jefferson City JC's Fairgrounds on September the 27th, which is a Saturday. We're believing perfect weather.
Yep.
And, not too hot, not too cold, just right.
Right.
That's what we're believing for.
All right. All right. And what time is the concert? And
we're
going to,
we're going to open the gates at 4:30, and at about 5 o'clock, we will have an opening worship band. It's a local, band that, is worship team at a particular church here in Jefferson City, and we've had them for several years. They do an outstanding job, and we're just excited to have them to continue on with us. Then we introduce our sponsors. We'll have different people come up and share a little bit concerning maybe different events going on in the community. But one of the main ones, which is I'm excited about with you guys, is our Good Samaritan Awards that we have been doing for, since back in, I think, the very beginning.
19, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When we had the tornado, and just kind of an idea of, people are out there helping one another, and let's just continue on with those awards and recognizing some people for doing some great things in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned that a big part of this concert is, helping the community. Specifically, the proceeds from this concert will benefit CASA. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about what CASA is, and again, how these ticket sales will help benefit them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are a court appointed, and I'm trying to get the
special advocate.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
So they have been doing a great job in the Mid-Missouri area for quite a while. And, their whole purpose is to help, young people that, are going through some different things, trying to get them on the right track. And, that's kind of what our heart is to, really reach out to the youth in any way that we can. And so that they were a perfect fit. And we do every year, after the concert, we take, nominations or requests, for whoever would be interested in being a beneficiary. Mm-hmm. And so we have a pretty good list every year of different organizations that we would love to be the beneficiary this year. And we have to go through the process of going through all of their different, things about the organization, what their purpose is, what they're looking for, how it would benefit them. Mm-hmm. So this year we had CASA come along, and they fit right into that. So
yeah, that's a great choice. I mean, CASA has benefited this community in so many ways, but it always struck me when they started this organization, I never thought about this idea that there are children in courtrooms, mm-hmm. that they have a vital role in the courtroom, and not always the adults in the situation are looking out for the best interest of the child. So these CASA volunteers who are trained in how to look after the best interest of the child really are an advocate for kids. And it's one of those things where as we're busy about our own lives, we don't mm-hmm. think about that. And just the intentional advocacy of these volunteers is just fascinating.
Yes.
And we're blessed to have them.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And, you know, as a pastor also, I see a lot of different individuals come through that are either going through recovery or, you know, possibly an addiction that they're trying to overcome, but the time that they're separated from their children. I mean, it's a rough deal for them, but it's also a rough deal for the kids. So it's great to have an organization like CASA.
Yes, yes. Well, as you mentioned, since 2019, the Ministry Union has been a partner in these concerts. Our role has been to help recognize in the community those who do good deeds out of compassion, not necessarily for any hope of reward. And initially, we called it Heroes of the Storm, as you referenced. It was right around the time of the tornado, and we recognized folks who just really stepped up and went above and beyond to help neighbors and strangers during that time. It's evolved to, now it's called the Fisher Family Good Samaritan Awards.
Yes.
The awards are named after John Fisher, the former part owner of Lee's Famous Chicken Restaurant here in Jefferson City. And his service to the community, his family's service, kind of stands as an inspiration for the award that seeks to honor those unnoticed heroes in our community. So this is my commercial here. Is we're looking for 5 recipients for these awards this year. They would be recognized at the concert. All you have to do is to nominate someone, right?
Right.
You know someone out there that you believe might be worthy of recognition. You can simply go to newstribune.com/Good Samaritan Award and nominate them. Give them some recognition. I mean, it really, that sort of approach we really believe strengthens the community by pulling the community closer together. So the nominations have been extended. So you still have time, and we encourage you to jump on board and nominate a good Samaritan that you know. So now, Kirk, let's remind folks again of the details of the concert so that they can enjoy this concert by Big Daddy Wheat.
Yeah.
So the time and dates and location.
Okay. Again, Jefferson City JC's Fairgrounds, and it will be on Saturday, September the 27th. Doors open at 4:30. The event starts at 5, and then the actual concert should start at 7:30 with Big Daddy Weave.
Okay. So, and tickets for it, where would one find them? What are the costs?
Okay, they should be able to go to redemptioninsidethewalls.com, and they will be able to find the ticket page there. And there's a variety of pricing. I mean, it can be from general admission, or if you're one of those people that you like to be up on the front row and right up where the action is,
then
there's other pricing on there for that. And as well as we introduced this year, group pricing for like youth groups, for instance, if, they have 10 or more people that they want to come in, you know, we get a good discounted price for that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you say to folks who are listening to encourage them to come, to be there and to experience the environment?
I think the biggest thing is it's a family-friendly event. Anytime you can have something like that in the midst of, you know, everything that we see taking place in society today, just a time for people to come out together, you know, in unity in our community, that is just an enjoyable time, a feel-good message. Recognizing again those people that are doing, you know, good for our community. And one thing I wanted to point out about that, you know, those people that are being nominated, make sure you nominate them. Again, giving them the kudos for the hard work that they do and just the selfless acts that they do for our community. Because those people do that, most likely they're not going to want the attention.
Right.
But let's give it to them anyway.
Exactly. Well, Kirk, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to the concert.
Look forward to it, too. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.